Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast, Radical Talks with Tia Darcelle, and it's your girl, the one and only Tia Darcelle. What's happening? How's everybody doing? What's been going on? What y'all been up to? Listen, first of all, I want to humbly come before you today and apologize for, you know what I'm saying, my inconsistencies. You know, the Most High has been dealing with me with so much when it comes down to this podcast. I feel like I've been slacking so much for you guys, for him, and for myself. So I just want to just put that out there and let you guys know that I apologize genuinely from the bottom of my heart for the lack on my part. Just know I want y'all to hold me accountable, you know what I'm saying? I take full responsibility for the lack on my end, but I'm trying my best to do better and stay focused and be consistent in every area of my life. You know, with that being said, it's been a long time, so let's play catch up. I guess I can start here. Like, a lot has transpired since I last did an episode. So much has happened. You know, I've been so many different places. I've seen so many different things. And I've been off the scene for a while. You know, there was some time that I spent outside of the world. When I say outside of the world, I mean like a sabbatical from social media, from people, from dating. I mean from just everything. Like, the Most High sat me down for like 2 months. It was in September. I sat down from September to November from everything. And a lot of the moves that he had me to make became permanent. You know, I was actually co-hosting some radio shows. I was actually doing this podcast. I was doing music. And he just kind of sat me down and pulled me away from everything. And I'm grateful. Oh, man, I'm so grateful that he did. At the time, I wasn't, you know, but it helped me to grow. It matured me in my faith, and it kind of made me become a whole new person, which really was the person that he had in mind anyway. Even though I'm still growing each and every day, I gotta really give credit what it's doing. That's to him, you know what I'm saying? That's to Abba, which a lot of people may or may not know. Abba means father, you know, that's what that means. And the Most High, I'm referring to the Most High God, the one true living God that's referenced in the Holy Bible. Just some clarity also. You know, you're probably going to hear me say the Most High. You're probably going to hear me say Yahusha. You're probably going to hear me say the Messiah. It's a lot of things you're probably going to hear me say. You probably won't hear me say Jesus, or you won't hear me say Jesus Christ, or reference the Messiah as Jesus Christ. And that's just a part of my truth, or the journey that he has me on. You may even hear me reference like even Hebrew doctrine. But it's never any of that street corner Hebrew doctrine, the Hebrew Israelites that's on the corner spewing hate. You know what I'm saying? It's never anything that's directed toward a certain group of people in a negative connotation. So, no, you have to put disclaimers out there, because when you say you're a Hebrew, a lot of people take that out of context. That's because a lot of people don't interpret the word of the Most High correctly. You know, I've done that myself for a lot of times, but, you know, not anymore, because I'm seeking the Ruach, which is the Spirit. I'm seeking the Holy Spirit in everything that I do now, especially when it comes down to reading his word. Because who's going to tell me better than what the word means than the one true living God, the one true living Yah, who is the word? He said it in John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and he was the word. You know what I'm saying? The word was with him and all of that. Read your Bible, it'll bless you. I'm still screaming, read your Bible, because it's a lot of truth in the Bible. But, because I just want to clear that up. I've been going a while, so some things have changed. My knowledge has changed. The level of conversation that I have has changed. Like, a lot of things I don't entertain anymore. A lot of people I don't entertain anymore. And I definitely identify myself as a Hebrew, because during my time off, I really sought the Most High. I really studied the scriptures, because it says to study to show yourself approved. You know, and I actually came to the realization that the Bible is about a group of people. He said, I chose you. I set you apart. The Bible is about a nation. You know what I'm saying? Yisrael, Israel. It's in the word. You know, he said that you are a chosen people. You are set apart. He said, I got you in the palm of my hand. You know, he plucked us out. He picked us for a reason. And when I say us, anybody can be grafted into the nation. Like nah. So I'm not saying it is a brown skin thing. You know what I mean? Because other races and other nations can actually be grafted in. But you have to cleave to the word of the Most High. You got to cleave to what he told you to do. And your fruit got to reflect him. So to clear any of the people who misconstrue the things that I say or the things that I post that have been following me still on social media, even without me posting on here, I just wanted to be perfectly clear that I know who I am, because the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, has identified to me that I am, you know what I'm saying, Hebrew. I don't need to say, oh my God, you know, did you take the DNA test? No, I read my Bible and I got a relationship with the Most High. You know what I mean? I got a relationship with Him. You feel me? So I operate out of spirit and in truth. He said those that worship me in spirit and in truth, those are the only ones that He listening to. You got to worship in the spirit and in truth. So if you ain't worshiping Him in spirit and truth, then it's all in vain. That's just like saying that you on a fast. You know what I'm saying? If you on a fast and you out here backbiting, I seen a meme, if you out here cussing people out, then you might as well go ahead and eat, because you ain't killing your fish. Come on now, stop playing. So anyway, I just want to clear the air up. I wanted to make sure there's no questions left unanswered. And even if you still have a question, be sure to hit me up. Holler at me. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you all the answers that I have. I'll make sure that I'm being led by the Ruach. And I'll make sure that I'm not operating out of my flesh, which is something that I try to do anyway at all times. So I think it was a good thing that I haven't been on here a while, because now I can provide insight with a lot more clarity as far as the word is concerned, you know, because I read my Bible all the time. I've even started reading, you know, some of the Apocrypha, some of the books that were taken out of the Bible, within context, of course. It's important to know that you have to study to show yourself approved. And the study starts in the word, you know what I'm saying, because He is in the word. But if you actually study the word is going to lead you other places, because in order to understand the word, you got to understand some of the history, because you're not going to understand, you know what I'm saying, what the Bible is talking about if you don't understand the location, the countries, the area of the world, the Middle East, the West, you know what I'm saying, Arab, Africa, if you don't understand those people and what those people were doing during those time frames. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't really like it when people say, oh, I don't read nothing but the Bible. But the Bible is going to lead you to studying other things. You just got to make sure that you're humble. You got to make sure that you're practicing self-control and that you're operating in the Ruach, which is the Spirit, and you're allowing the Holy Spirit, which is the Ruach HaKodesh, to lead you. Like, if you're not being led by the Ruach, then you're out of order either way. You know what I mean? So I think that's super important to know, like, when studying the Word. A lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people really think, oh, man, I go to church. Oh, I go to church on Sunday. Oh, I tithe. Oh, I don't have to keep the laws and the commands of the Bible. When Jesus died, now you will hear me reference Jesus because a lot of people know Jesus, but you will not hear me call the Messiah Jesus. So, yeah, a lot of people say that and they kind of use it as a cop-out. Oh, when Jesus died, He did it all on the cross. Wait a minute. He fulfilled the law. Yes, He did when He died on the tree, on that torture stake. However, you still have to live according to His commands, because even when you take it to the New Testament, He said when they was trying to trap Him, when they was trying to play Him in the word, it's like, yo, what's the greatest command? You know what? To love the Lord your Yah with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. You got to love Elohim with all your heart, mind, and your soul. And you got to love your neighbor as yourself. It's 633 commandments in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Old and New Testament. A lot of them apply to different time periods and different tribes. Like the Levites, they got their own set of commandments. Like, different time periods refer to different things. So if you wrap all of those commandments up into a nutshell, if you're loving your Elohim with your whole heart, mind, and soul, and if you're loving your neighbor as yourself, then you are still doing all those commandments. You are still functioning according to the word of the Most High. But people like to be all religiously and all churchy, and people want to live in their flesh, and they want to operate in their flesh, and they get so caught up and say, oh, can't nobody be perfect. The Bible said, be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. You feel me? So go to the blueletterbible.org and look up what perfect mean in that scripture. Look it up in Strong's Concordance. It'll tell you what be ye perfect mean. It means to be matured. So you can be perfect. Every day you should be perfect. That means you are maturing in your faith. You are growing spiritually. You are growing to the point that you should be a reflection, a direct representation of your Father that is in heaven. You know what I mean? So it's different when you read stuff in context. It's different when you go home and read the Bible for yourself, as opposed to you only going home to read the scripture that your pastor gave in church on Sunday. It's different when you read about the Shabbat, honor the Sabbath and keep it holy, and you realize that the Shabbat is on a Saturday and it's not on Sunday. It's different when you realize that it all goes back to Roman Catholicism. Everything that you were taught in your entire life, a vast majority of it was a lie. A vast majority of it was implemented by wicked people, was implemented by wickedness. It's different when you're studying yourself to show yourself approved. It is different when you are hungering and you are thirsting after the Most High for righteousness sake. You know what I'm saying? If you go read Matthew, if you go read the Beatitudes, if you go read the Sermon on the Mount, he's going to tell you all of the things. And he opened his mouth and taught them saying, and it all is going to start with blessed or XYZ, XYZ. Go read it. It's in Matthew. You know what I'm saying? Which is the Gospels, which is in the New Testament. The Gospel, which is the best array. You know what I mean? So we like to talk about, you know what I'm saying? All we got to do is live out the gospel. No, man, you got to know what happened in the Old Testament because the Old Testament foretold of the New Testament. You feel me? So how are you going to know what's going on in the gospel if you don't know what Isaiah was talking about, Obadiah was talking about, Nehemiah was talking about? If you didn't know anything about Hezekiah, you know what I'm saying, Habakkuk, like if you don't know about the minor prophets and not just the major prophets, like how are you going to even understand what they're talking about in the New Testament? It's impossible. You know what I'm saying? But we live in a world where they lie to us, to our face. When I say they, if you want to be technical, it's the power that be, the people that control the airways, the people that control the TV, the people that control the news, the people that control the radios, the people that control the music, the videos, all of those things. You know what I'm saying? Satan, Hasatan, is the prince of the air. So technically, the people that are in control of these things are the same people that are running the world. It's even in the word, the Most High said that Satan was the god of this world, lowercase g. And just to clear it up, that's another reason why I stopped referencing the Most High, Yahuwah, as a God. Because a God is a title. Yeah, he is a God. Yes, he is the one true living God. But God is not his name. You know what I mean? So it's not his name. You know? So the Bible references so many gods. And he says, don't serve me as those foreigners serve their gods. That's why he said, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't mix. He told them people, like, don't go over there and make babies with the other nations. Like, don't go over there with the Amorites. Don't go over there with the Hittites. Don't lay up with them people. But guess what? Solomon still did it. He had wives of many nations. And the Most High was not pleased with that at all. But still, Solomon was the wisest man, you know what I'm saying, that ever existed. You know? So we got to know and understand that even though we're disobedient, and if your heart is pure, if you have a heart after the Most High, that's just like David. He wanted Uriah's wife so bad, he killed Uriah out in the war that he should have been fighting in, leading his people into a victory. He's standing over there looking out his window, watching this lady bathe on the rooftop. You know what I'm saying? He wanted her so bad, his flesh took over. He called her over there. They did what they did. Then they got a baby, but the Most High killed the baby. You're going to reap what you sow. You know what I'm saying? He's always going to humble you. Once you are humble, it's up to you what you're going to do next. Man, I'm sorry. Am I going to change and turn from my wicked ways? Am I going to repent? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just giving you kind of some insight or giving you some idea as to like the things that I've been studying on, the things that have been going through my mind, the things that I've been trying to unlearn. I've been trying to unlearn that I don't have to do anything, you know, because I was taught all about grace, 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 grace. Yes, the Most High's grace is sufficient, but I put it in a song. If you love them like you say you do, you still live a little different. Be distant from the sin that got you tripping, twisted, wicked, doing the same thing every time. Got to change your mind. It's a choice you got to make, because you can't be an ambassador if you're living like a snake. Seek the crown and take your place. You know what I'm saying? You've been deceived for so long that the lies done penetrated to your soul. Now your heart's grown cold. The truth you can't erase, you know? So we still got to humble ourselves and understand we may not know what we think we know. You know what I mean? So that's why I've been in a place of repentance. I've been on my face for so long. You know, I've had to be humbled, because a lot of the times I didn't even want to be humbled. But the Bible says, be humbled or you will be humbled. You know, and I know that the Most High chastises the ones that he loves. So I expect, you know what I'm saying, a little whooping here or there. But it's just like, yo, sometimes it hurts. Sometimes if you pride yourself, keyword pride, quote unquote, on having the knowledge, not to be puffed up, but just to show the Most High, yo, I love you enough that I'm going to study. But it's like, yo, I've been going about this all wrong. You want to know how I know? Because my fruit is not reflecting the Most High. My fruit should be a reflection of my Father in heaven. So if I'm out here thinking I'm living right, but I'm at church every Sunday, preaching, teaching, clapping, speaking in tongues, but I go home and I'm yelling and cussing at my daughter. I go home and I'm impatient with my own family. Like I'm snapping off at the drop of a dime. Yo, my fruit is not reflecting my Father. But yet I think I'm a Christian and I'm living according to the word, because he already did it all when Jesus died on the cross. The the church teaches you, like, you don't have to do any works. Your works are in vain. No, that's incorrect. The church says, majority of the church, let me be clear, not everybody's church. There is some churches out here that speak truth. There is some churches out here that live according to how the Most High says that they live. But there are a lot of them, a whole lot. If we got all these churches on all these street corners, even these big mega churches, then why ain't more people living right? Why can't we look at so many more people and realize that, yo, dang, I want to live right because I see Tia living right and the Most High blessing her. I don't want to live right just for the blessing, but she look like she happy. She look like she got peace in her life. You know what I'm saying? She look like she's satisfied with what she got. You know, she look like she's not coveting what her neighbor has. She looks like she's not trying to live with the Joneses because she's content with where she's at right now. And she know that if it's the Most High's will for her to have an increase, she's going to have that increase. You know, so it's really important to know who you're serving and know how you should be living. Yeah, you're going to perform good works because you love him. You're not performing good works to get something. Good works don't get you into heaven, but good works show a reverence to the Most High. Good works meaning you're living right. You're not going out getting high every single day, getting drunk out of your mind, you know what I'm saying, having sex with this person and with that person. You're not preaching and teaching and then going out and smoking a pack of Newports every day. Like, even the smallest things, you're not going out here overweight, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about people that have hereditary issues. I'm talking about people that deliberately destroy their bodies, because that was me. You know, and I'm just not trying to get it right. I'm just not trying to live a healthy lifestyle, because our body is a temple. Why would we want the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to reside in something that's unclean? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. We do so many things because we grew up that way. We do so many things because this is what our pastor says. We do so many things because our grandmother said it. Now, what does the Bible say? What does the Most High say about these things? And we like, oh, the Old Testament don't apply. It don't even apply. Once saved, always saved. Hold on. If it's once saved, always saved. Why does it say everybody got to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling? You know what I'm saying? You can't go out here and live an unholy life, an unrighteous life, and you got baptized and you declare with and confess with your mouth that Yahusha is Lord, and you still live in trash and your fruit don't reflect the Most High. You think you're still going to make it in the gates because of that one time you said it? No, you got to repent. Repent means to turn away from. You got to change your life around. You cannot be the same. And you know what's real spill that people don't like to talk about? You cannot stay the same and love the Most High. He said, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. Because you love him, you're going to want to do right. The Holy Spirit is in you and that conviction is going to set in. Not that condemnation that the devil bring your way. I'm talking about conviction, which is still operating out of a place of love. Because yet again, he chastises the ones that he loves. So, man, ever since that sabbatical, man, the 2 months that I took out, my mind ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to fake kick it out here in the streets. I don't want to pretend like I'm living a life that I'm not. You know, I was out here laying up in somebody's bed for months, you know, and I made a conscious decision to do so. Man, I had to repent. I had to get up out of that man's bed, y'all. A lot of people don't want to be honest and admit where they fall down. Well, now you human. You fall short too. Yeah, I do. But what you do when you realize you falling short? You know you falling short, man. Stop playing. You know you ain't living right. You know you ain't living right. You know you're not eating right. You know you need to leave that pork alone. All that grease. You know what I'm saying? All that butter. All that bacon, them hog maws and them chitlins. You know that's killing your body. That's clogging up your arteries. You know that they putting stuff in this food. We know we got chemicals everywhere that's trying to kill us. So what are you going to do about it? You know what I'm saying? I was dealing with lust. What was I going to do about it? Continue to be lustful? You know what I'm saying? I realized that when I took this time off, the Most High really showed me. He didn't show me nobody else. He didn't sit me down during that 2 month sabbatical and say, okay, John got this problem. Susie got this problem. Preach about this. Teach about that. He was like, no, you tripping. You prideful. Nah, you tripping. You dealing with lust. And the root of that homosexual demon that was in your life, that was lust. It's bigger than homosexuality. It was lust. You laying down right now with somebody that you ain't got no business laying down with. That's not your husband, sis. That's lust. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be to a place where you're humble enough to say, yo, I'm out of line. Yo, I messed up. Yo, I gotta repent. I gotta turn from this, man. I'm out here tripping. You know what I'm saying? But we so used to pastors fake kicking it. We see you when you preaching, but we know that behind closed doors, you a liar, you a cheater, and you fornicating too. So we think that it's okay to do the things that you do. Come on, man. I put that in the song. Like we really see preachers, but we know that when they go outside, they smoking and they drinking. Period. And people, oh, you judging. Oh, you shouldn't say this. And oh, you shouldn't say that. The Most High say in the word of Yah, man, he said, if you see your brother, man, falling off, if you see your brother stumbling, approach him. Pick them up. Show them they're wrong. Show them them faults. But what he says first is you can't be trying to judge when you got a whole plank in your eye, trying to call out the speck in your brother's eye. It says to judge, but it says to judge righteously. That's what the church got it wrong. That's why our parents got it wrong. That's why our grandparents got it wrong. Oh, keep your mouth off of them people. You can't judge. The Bible say don't judge. No, that's a lie. Read your Bible in context. Study to show yourself approved. Judge and judge righteously. But how can you judge righteously if you ain't living right? Man. He checked me so quick. Like, yo, you can't judge nobody else because you ain't living right. So now I wake up every day trying. Like, and I try for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, because my kids depending on this. My daughter depending on this. My grandkids depending on this. And I know that the enemy, if he can't get me, he going to try to get my kid. And I got to be strong enough. I got to cover her enough. I got to be prayed up enough. I got to be fasting. I got to be mortifying the deeds of my flesh each and every day. Because if I'm not, then my weakness is where he's going to creep in. But I refuse to let the devil have my daughter. I refuse to let the devil have my granddaughter. I refuse to let the devil have my grandson. So I'm declaring and decreeing right now in the mighty master's name of Yahusha. He's already defeated. We know it. We know what happened in the end. You know what I'm saying? The devil can only pervert. He not going to win. He's not creative. He's crafty. He a snake. That's why the Most High said, I'm sending you out among wolves disguised as sheep. But what he said, you got to be wise as a serpent. But harm, you know what I'm saying? You got to be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. You still got to operate out of a place of love. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying these different scriptures and quoting these things. So I'm hoping that you look it up. You know what I'm saying? Study for yourself. Because once I started seeking out truth, it sent me on a rabbit hole. And I ain't learning this truth so I can throw it over nobody else's head. I ain't learning this truth so I can condemn nobody else. I'm learning this truth so that I can help my brothers and my sisters wake up to what's going on in this world. And my brothers and sisters are anyone that does the will of my Father. That's what he said in the word. When he was like, yo, Yahusha, your mama out there, your brother them out there. He was like, who's my mama? Who is my brother? Those that do the will of my Father is my family. You are my brother. You are my sister. You are my mother. So you got to understand that. In the word, when they were following the Messiah, yo, the man was like, yo, let me go back and bury my father. Like, my father just passed, Abba. Like, I really want to go bury my father. Man, he said, let the dead bury the dead. What? This man, daddy died. And he told him to let the dead bury the dead. But I had to really think about that thing from a spiritual aspect. There's absolutely nothing that you can do for a person once they're gone. What you're doing right now, following me, following the Messiah, living right, that's going to help the rest of your family that's living come on over and join so you'll know where they're going to spend an eternity. Because today we like to holler RIP to Lil Pookie, Lil Tookie, and all of these people that you know weren't living right. Stop saying that, man. You don't know. Like, I see you in heaven. Sit well. You don't know where these people are going. Matter of fact, if you know they weren't living right, if you know they fruit weren't reflecting the Most High, then 9 times out of 10, you can honestly say you know where they went. We don't like to say that because it's a worldly thing to say, yo, I see you in heaven. Everybody ain't going to heaven. Everybody that we got on these RIP t-shirt with these angels wasn't angels. And that's just being honest. People like to say that's mean, that's rude. No, that's real. That's real spill. People don't want that real. They just say that they do. You know what I'm saying? D1 said that. He said people don't want that real, and I'm one of them too. And I didn't want the real. I didn't want to accept that. I wanted to spend every single year crying over my daddy because he gone. Every year I wanted to go out to his grave and sit out there and cry. Before I took my relationship with the Most High serious, I want to go out to his grave and cry and rap my music, my secular songs, and smoke weed at his grave. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, what good is that doing? You know what I mean? So I had to really understand what it means. Like, this world is yet a vapor. It's temporary as ever. though Satan play his mind games, know my spirit gonna live forever. Another song I wrote, y'all. Quick plug, shameless plug, the radical one. Said I'm all about my Abba's business because I got to make sure that my name is in it. That Lamb's book of life, I'm talking about that glory, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The things I used to do, I don't desire to do them, y'all. Yahuwah cleansed and washed me whiter than some snow. So I'm walking with my head held high because I know who I am for sure. I'm chosen, set apart. No, you won't meet no other me. Got a family that's dependent on me. I got to stay strong when I feel weak. You know what I mean? I got to help set some people free. So that's why I had to get up out of my feelings every year. And I had to celebrate the moments that I spent with my father. And I pray, you know what I'm saying? And I hope and pray that he lived the life that was pleasing to the Most High and that he made it into heaven. But I can't stay in my emotions about that. You know what I'm saying? I can have emotions, but I can't stay there. And once you grow more stronger in your faith, once you grow closer to the Most High, once you take your relationship more serious with the Most High, it becomes easier to get through those times of the year. It's never easy to lose anyone. Don't get it twisted. Stay focused. That's not what I'm saying. But it's up to you to stay there. That's why in the word he said, choose ye this day who you gonna serve. Like, you gotta make a choice in this life. Like, you can't sit around and pretend like, yo, I got all day to be sad and miserable and depressed. You don't. This life is yet a vapor. It's temporary. So the more time you spend in your emotions and in your feelings and crying, that's what the enemy uses that time to get you in your feelings, to get you depressed. He gets you to stray away from the Most High. When you're depressed, that's when you go to drugs. That's when you go to alcohol. That's when you go to sex. That's when you go to the streets. Dig what I'm saying and stay focused and pay attention to the schemes, the wiles, and the woes of this enemy. You know what I'm saying? We like to just stay sulking in our misery for so long because we spoiled. You know what I'm saying? We feel like, yo, I get to stay here forever and be sad because I can live and do what I want. The devil is a lie. The most I put you here for a purpose. He put you here for his purpose. He put you here for kingdom purpose. You know what I mean? It was never for you in the first place. He put you here for him, for his own good, for his own glory, so that he can use you. But you got to choose him. You know what I'm saying? It say knock. He going to answer. Seeking, you gonna find. You ask him, he gonna give it to you. But it also say he stands there knocking. You know what I'm saying? It says that he's a gentleman. If you're reading it in context, he ain't gonna force himself on nobody. That's the whole point. He gave us willpower. That's the whole point where he gave us the freedom of will to do what you want. You ain't gotta choose him. That's on you. I spent many decades of my life not choosing him. And it was the worst time of my life, though I thought it to be the best time of my life. I realized, yo, I was just killing my body. I was just killing this flesh that he gave me because the body is only temporary. You know what I'm saying? We are spirits. We have a soul, but we live in a body. This body is a shell. So how you take care of your body, it determines how you live on this earth. I was out here smoking, drinking, popping pills, snorting powder, like doing all kind of crazy stuff, having sex with women, having sex with men, doing any, all kind of things, passing out drunk, not even knowing how I woke up the next day, passing out high because I done did so many drugs, and then stand up for 2 and 3 days at a time, geeked up. Like, what you think kind of toll that took on my body? You know what I'm saying? Was I really treating my body like the temple of the Holy Spirit? Man, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Elohim with my whole heart, with my whole mind, and my whole soul. Yeah, I am trying to keep his commandments. I'm not trying to keep his commandments because, oh, I'm all holier than thou. I'm not trying to keep his commandment because I'm one of them street corner Hebrew Israelites that's saying only Hebrews going to get to heaven. Nah, son, that ain't me. I'm trying to keep his commandments because I love him. I'm trying to keep his commandments because I know the devil gets scared and afraid when I'm living right. That's why, because my daughter's future depends on it. You know what I'm saying? The Most High says that my righteousness and my obedience can free up thousands of generations that's coming after me. So it ain't about me. It's way bigger than me. It's about my Father in heaven, in the Shamayims. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning Hebrew slowly because I want to know how they lived back then. Like, I don't want to walk around calling the Messiah Jesus Christ and that ain't his name. Jesus Christ came from Roman Catholicism. Jesus Christ came from when they were trying to brainwash us. Jesus Christ came when he scattered us to the four corners of the earth and they tried to take away the one true living Yah and the Messiah and his brown skin. You know what I mean? Jesus Christ was never blonde haired and blue eyed. I'm sorry if you feel offended, but you need to take that up with the Father. They don't have nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? And this new day, in this new season of my life, I'm speaking nothing but true. I'm speaking everything that the Most High tells me to speak, and I'm making sure I'm operating out of a place of my Ruach and not my flesh, because I refuse to be muffled any longer. You know, but what had to happen was he had to humble me. He had to show me, and I had to tighten up and start living right. I couldn't be out here giving you, like my sis Keisha said, shout out to her and her album Soul Food. I couldn't be out here giving y'all rotten fruit. Like, that's out of line. I'm out here trying to preach and teach the gospel, the best array, and I ain't even out here living right behind closed doors. What if I was out here shacking up? What if I was out here continuing to have babies out of wedlock? That's wrong. You know what I'm saying? If you have a baby out of wedlock and you're living for the Most High, you should repent and not keep having babies. That's if you're living right. You got to make a choice. The truth hurts. You know what I'm saying? When you start speaking the truth, I know I'm about to lose so many people. Now even more people than I already lost when I changed my life around. But it's cool because I know who I am. I know who I represent and I know what I stand for. And I'm not afraid anymore. You know what I'm saying? Even into death will I serve the Most High. Even into death will I speak the truth. You know, even into death will I operate out of place of love. And like, he coming with the sword. I ain't got to be out here with the sword. All I got to do is be out here being humbled by him. And every time I come before you, I'm saying, Abba, all of you and none of me. Don't never let me lead your people astray. And if I ever say anything that's out of alignment with your will and with your way, convict me, whoop me, knock me down. I like conviction. I welcome conviction because I don't got time to be leading the people astray. But I refuse to continue to let my people be asleep. My people is anybody that loves my Father. My people is anybody that lives according to his will. That's what he said. I say again, my family is those that do the will of my Father. If my mama out here ain't living right, she ain't my family. If my daddy wasn't out here living right and he was alive, he ain't my family. Blood don't make you family. Your allegiance to the Most High is what makes you my family. A lot of people use sis and bro so loosely. I used to be that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm realizing what this world really was given to us for. Why he even gave me life in the first place. You know, so I really wanted to catch you guys up on what's been going on in my life. I want to catch you guys up on the changes that I made in my life. Everything that I walked away from, I don't regret it at all. Every decision that I made during this time frame that the Most High told me to do, he told me to go left, I went left. You know what I'm saying? It might have hurt, but I did it anyway. He told me to step down, I stepped down. It might have hurt, but I did it anyway. And I know the truth separates you from people. You know what I'm saying? The word is the truth. And I was reading in Revelation when he was telling, they read Daniel and then read Revelation. And Daniel, you know what I'm saying, he told him to, you know, to close up the scroll. You know what I'm saying? And in Revelation, he had him open the scroll. That was John in Revelation. But when he chewed up the scroll, glory to your name, Abba. When he chewed up the scroll, he said that it was so sweet, like honey in his mouth. But when he swallowed it, it was bitter. Come on now, you know what that means? It says the Most High is able to deliver you. He can help you change, which is the word. The word will free you up, but it will also slice and dice you because it kills away, it cuts away everything that's not like him. It prunes you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that really loves him goes through the pruning process. That's why it's going to be sweet like honey, but it's going to be bitter and sour at the same time. But you got to know that everything that comes with it is good. All things work together for the good of those that love Elohim. Everything works together for your good. You know what I mean? So, you know, this was me coming back, tapping in with you guys, kind of welcoming you into my world, welcoming you into my mindset, welcoming you into my heart, letting you know that I love you. No matter who you are, no matter what your race is, no matter whether you're female, no matter whether you are male, man, woman, boy, girl, adult, or child, all I want us to do is live right. All I want to do is see my name and your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. But if we are not living every day in a constant state of repentance, a constant state of being on our face, prostrate, praying out, crying out to the Most High, we're not going to heaven. I'm not about to gas you up and tell you can live how you want to and still get to heaven, because that's a lie. You know what I'm saying? I had to minimize the amount of people that I was listening to, mega churches, regular pastor, mom and pop pastors. Yo, if you're not preaching repentance, I can't rock with you, because there's no way that the Most High gonna let me into heaven if I'm living any kind of way and if I'm not turning from my wicked ways. Because my wicked ways is a part of this flesh. Because we were born in the flesh, we were shaped in iniquity. Because of why? Because of Adam, the fallen Adam when he fell. You know what I'm saying? The first Adam. Because they call Yahusha the second Adam. Because of the fact that the first Adam fell, he had to send his son. He had to take on a flesh form and come down here and be like, yo, I got to do it for myself. I got to do it myself because when I trusted in you humans, you mere mortals, you didn't do it right. And he still loves us anyway. He still gives us grace. He still gives us mercy. He still operates out of long suffering because he loves us. You dig what I'm saying? So why are we still taking that love for granted? Why don't we appreciate all the things that he does for us? Why don't we love him enough to change? I had to ask myself this. So you know what I did? I changed. I'm not faking. What you see is what you get. This is really my life. And my life belongs to him. And I laid down my life. Tia died a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? I am now a new creature. I am now a new creation in him. Not just because Jesus did it all on the cross, but because my everyday actions prove that I'm his, because I live a life that reflects the Most High. My fruit reflects my dad now. You know what I'm saying? I used to make him look so bad out here in these streets because I was living crazy. I was living reckless. I was living for the kingdom of darkness. I was not a direct representation of my father. But all praises to the Most High, Yah. He changed me. He cleaned me up. He washed me white as snow. Yeah, I still fall. I still make mistakes, but I don't stay there. I refuse to live a life of willful sin anymore. Does that make me better than you? Nah, that just mean I might love him a little more than you. You might be in denial about how much you love him because he checked me like, you don't love me like you say you do. You know what I'm saying? You can't love me like you say you do. If you love me like you say you do, you wouldn't be living like that. And I got a brother that say that all the time. Like, he tell his testimony, like, the Most I told him, like, yo, bro, you don't love me for real. You don't spend no time with me. You don't read your word. You don't do no praise and no worship. You know what I'm saying? You ain't studying to show yourself approved. You not searching out with you not serving me and worshiping me in spirit and in truth. You're not thirsting and hungering after me for righteousness' sake, because if you did, your fruit would reflect that. You still out here chasing this world. You still look like this world. If you love me, you don't look like this world. The world, these holidays, these hella days, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day, all these Easter, all these man-made days that don't got nothing to do with the Most High. Nothing to do with the Most High. And until you're willing to separate yourself from this world completely, when you come out of her, that's what it says, come out of her, come out of Babylon. Babylon is just a modern day Egypt, Mizraim, because you know what? We're in bondage. We're in captivity. He said it. Go read Deuteronomy, all the gifts, all the curses, all the blessings, all of them. We blessed going in, we blessed going out. That's if you living right. Just because you a brew, just because you a Hebrew don't mean you're going to heaven. I hate to break it to you too, brother. Just because you're a brew, just because you know you're a brew, just because you're wearing your fringes, just because you got your beard, you know what I'm saying? Just because you got your turban around your head, that does not mean you're going to heaven. You're not going to heaven unless your fruit is right. You're not going to heaven unless you are not looking like this world and living like this world and still subscribing to the ways and the traditions of the men of this world. Come out from among them. Be ye separate. You are a chosen people. I set you apart. He set us apart for a reason. Come on, y'all. But anyway, woo, clearly I got a lot to say, y'all. Clearly the Most High has been doing so much in me, and I just want to share with y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I want to really say this from the most humblest place in my heart, from a place of love. If you are offended by anything that I'm saying, you got to do a heart check. You know what I mean? You got to do a heart check, because I had to check my heart before I started back talking to y'all. I had to check my heart and be willing to accept all the criticism that's going to come with these things that I'm about to start saying. I got to come to a place and understand that, yo, if I'm chosen, if I'm set apart, a lot of y'all ain't going to like me anyway. And I had to get to a point of not caring. That's just facts. So I don't care anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because this life is not my own. But I wanted to be honest with y'all. I wanted to come to you with everything that I have, saying, repent, turn from your wicked ways, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But I also want to let you know that no matter what happens, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to do what the Most High told me to do and love unconditionally. I'm not going to uphold anybody in their wrong. I'm not participating in gossiping and murmuring, all of those things. Like, don't bring it to me, man. I put up a meme a couple of weeks ago in 2022. I'm conferencing all calls. I'm three-waying everybody, so don't call me talking about nobody, because I'm going to put them on the line and I'm going to tell you to talk about them to their face. Like, stop doing that. We got to grow up. You know what I'm saying? The Most High don't take no kind of liking to gossiping. And it be the most church folks out here that gossip more than anything. So we got to tighten up. You know what I'm saying? We got to live accordingly. We got to look like the Most High, man. Come on. Come on, man. Love on your brothers and love on your sisters. Show them what it means to really live right and love them wholeheartedly. Because if they look at you and they see him, they're going to want to live right. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's enough for today, man. I'll be tapping in every week. I guarantee you, because the Most High been on me so bad, y'all. He been whipping me like crazy about this podcast. You know what I mean? It's sad that he had to sit me down and separate me from everything and everybody for me to understand the importance of my voice. You know? And I had to get to a place where I had to understand that it's not even me. It's all of him and none of me. But you know, you already know what time it is, man. I love y'all the right way, the wrong way, the long way, and the strong way. You just tuned in with a brand new episode of Radical Talks with Tia Darcell.